to Standing in the Sunlight with Cynthia Rose. We are all on an ever-unfolding unique journey. Join Cynthia Rose as she begins her unique perspective to all that is meaningful. Topics and personalities that support your path, bringing inspiration and passion and heart-centered ways to live a more fulfilling life. A down-to-earth and uplifting sharing of what it means to be spiritual, creative, and living life to the fullest by standing in the sunlight. Born an intuitive medium, Cynthia Rose is also an ordained minister, singer, astrologer, educator, and writer. She has studied the intuitive and healing arts for over 40 years. Rise up and stand in your sunlight now with Cynthia Rose.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are in the world. Hi everyone, I'm Cynthia Rose McCaw, host of Standing in the Sunlight, coming to you live every week, and this week I'm in Chicago. Lots more to come about that. I'd love to connect with you on Facebook at Cynthia Rose Medium. If you'd like to know anything about my services or what I do, you can check that out at CynthiaRoseMedium.com. I have a new YouTube channel under Cynthia Rose Medium, and I'd so love it if you would like my YouTube page or my Facebook page if you appreciate the show. And I'm coming to you from the windy city of Chicago. And it wasn't really terribly windy, but it was windy. It was one day it was in the 80s, but it felt like it was 60 because of the wind. So I can see how they earned the name. Brendan is in the Cynthia Rose Medium group on Facebook if you'd like to interact with the show. And I'm just realizing that I need to bring up the Facebook so that he can connect and get me any messages. So here we are in Chicago. I have spent a number of days with astrologers from all over the world at the United Astrologers Conference. It's called UAC 2018, and the last one was in 2012. They tend to happen every 4 years, where all these great minds connect from all over the world. And that's exactly what it was. I was wondering if my mind was going to blow up. It didn't, but before I forget, I was going to mention, so as the conference is coming to an end, I am still in Chicago, and I will be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Fair in Tinley Park. I will have a demonstration of mediumship on the Saturday and Sunday. I will be at a booth, I think it's called Two Mediums. Myself and Kim Moore will be doing readings and demonstrations. I'll be doing a limited number. And so also Brendan McCaw, who is actually my husband and my manager, is flying in especially to teach people Reiki, because the Body, Mind, Spirit Fair asked him to come and do that. So he will be a great low price. If you were interested in Reiki, he'll be teaching it. You might think I'm biased, but he is a phenomenal healer and a great teacher, a wonderfully compassionate man. I'm proud to share that information. So check out more at bmse.net. Okay. So today is about astrology and the conference. So if you've ever been curious about anything with astrology or even disenfranchised, this is a show for you, because this is going to be very informative about this science. So I learned about astrology at 14 years of age, and it was, you know, it was one teacher that I had, and I, through the years, went to other astrologers, but frankly, nobody was ever good as my teacher, Dennis McMillan, and I was often disappointed because I felt like I was a specimen in front of them instead of, he had a gift. What I have come to realize is that he used many different kinds of astrology to do a chart and to teach. So here this week, I have actually discovered more about what it was that he taught and how he taught. And so it's been kind of life-changing for me. You know, I just like to share something personally about this, which is just phenomenal. I was sitting in meditation and I felt moved to go to this concert, and I said a concert to this workshops, the conference. And my husband, I said to him, you know, I feel pulled to go, but I'm not feeling like I want to go or like I need to go, but I just know I should go. And I feel like he's giving me a name that I know of as an astrologer in the past, and he's sort of pointing me in a direction. And that was really it. So here I felt a little bit like I was blindly going to something, wondering what this was all about, which didn't come clear to me right away. But I have had this type of guidance before, and I trusted to go. And it has been full of synchronicity. Synchronicity in action has been the theme for the week. So if you have something like that going on where you just feel like your soul is calling you to do something, then I just want to say, listen, I support you, go for it. Because if your soul is really speaking to you from a very calm place, then that's probably the right place for you to move to. It has been wonderful. So for those of you that don't know, astrology is vast. I didn't realize just how vast it was. It's impossible for one person to know all there is about astrology. You could spend your whole life, you know, reading, you know, I think 5 books a week, and you would still, well, I think you'd go a little crazy, actually. So people tend to gravitate to an area that works for them. And the beautiful thing that I've realized about astrology is that it's whatever your mental capacity and, you know, your searching is, can very easily align with a certain type of astrology. So, for example, I heard astrologers that, well, I didn't go to them personally, all of them, because it was impossible to go to all of them. There was 15 different speakers every single day. So there's just no way. So, but there was astrologers who focus on market trends and stocks and timing. So there's an astrologer, if you're setting up a business and you want to know the best place, time, oh, there's astrologers that are the best location for your business, people that focus in on that. I have to say blockchain or cryptocurrency was a bit of a discussion here. That's kind of interesting. And so from that as well, I met met two people who specialize in finding animals, and that's exactly what they do. So there are, I'm going to go through some of them. It's so vast. So I want to say I had the pleasure of speaking to a group here. I just kind of met them all and they kind of adopted me. And it's a place called the Astrology Lodge in the UK. It's a wonderful community. And I don't know how I even, you know, I tend to be a little shy or not out there, but I just somehow ended up sitting at that table. Went to a talk by Kim Farnell, who is an amazing researcher. And she did spoke about a medical astrologer. And that was very entertaining and informative and inspiring. I think that her capacity, her knowledge has inspired others. So she's been the president of the Astrological Lodge of London since 2008. She is, if it's coming down to, you know, astrology through the ages, she has done her research. So she spoke about publication of a astrologer Simon Foreman, who was medical astrologer, and it was really, really interesting, entertaining. So hopefully we'll encourage her to come on the show and share a little bit more. Absolutely loved it. A lovely group of people. If you find yourself in London, the Astrology Lodge is simply wonderful. All of the people, it was heart-to-heart connections. And I met them, some of them separately, like in the group. I just met one group and another person, all separately. So there's another example of synchronicity, which has been the theme for the week. So I also wanted to say, Kim is not only amazing for her research, but she put up original charts of Simon Foreman's work. And I don't know how she could even read it. And she said, oh, this one took me 2 days to read. And then she recreated the chart modern way. And I still couldn't read it. So just that along there was amazing. I also listened to a talk, a workshop by Robert Hand, who spoke as another brilliant mind who spoke about astrology from his perspective. And you can read more about him if you want to, but he wrote Planets in Transit. He's kind of a more well-known astrologer. He has a particular slant of the way he sees astrology. So I listened to that. I listened to a talk by Austin Coppock on the decans in astrology, which was also historical research. And he ended it with bringing us all the way to, if you've heard of the Rider-Waite tarot deck, you've probably seen it if you've seen tarot cards, and brought us to see how the decans were 36 of the cards in the Rider-Waite deck, not the major arcana. And he showed us how these symbols changed through the centuries. It was absolutely fascinating. Also, it was a highlight for me to see people of all ages at the conference. I mean, we're talking through the centuries. And they did something really wonderful here, is that Uranus is now in Taurus. It's been a big shift. And Uranus takes, you know, 84 years around to go around the zodiac through all the signs. So some of us will never have Uranus returning to where it was when we were born. And so there's a life wisdom that comes with that, or a knowledge that comes with that. And I saw women. I didn't actually, if there was one, I didn't see a male with Uranus return. I saw women wearing these beautiful purple sashes that said Uranus return, and I thought that was a beautiful way to honor them. And hopefully I'll have one of those ladies on the show. That's years of experience. Because I have to say that astrology, first of all, although it's a science, it's a living science. So from the way I learned too, is that you can read all you want in books, you could take workshops, but there is a live component to the experience, to the living experience. And maybe I'm biased because I come from, you know, my teacher taught me a lot through doing live charts and explaining and interactions. So, and I used to consciously go through and pay attention to the signs as I was encountering them in my life, not with a predetermination, but with how is this energy expressed? And it's just been a wild ride. So as you can tell, I'm a bit of in a rambling kind of a flow here, because my mind has been so filled with so many different outlooks. And that's really what's beautiful in life, is that we're free to choose our evolutionary path the way we wish to go. So this conference was 2.5 years of planning. Like I said, the last one was in 2012. Astrologers come from all over the world. And I'm sure I'm going to miss some countries, but I met people from Peru, from Brazil, from China, from Mexico, from Poland, from Australia. I met a lot of people from the UK, and there was people from my home country of Canada and many from the US. So just brilliant minds, brilliant. And I think it's a beautiful time for astrology. And I think it's with Uranus returning into Taurus, I think that is a signal that perhaps maybe there's a rising of astrology, more interest. I certainly have that in my practice, more interest with astrology, with people wanting to combine, you know, having a mediumship reading and then having astrology. And there was a time when astrology was more common in university than it is now. Unfortunately, the general public, a lot of people have seen it reduced to a predictive fortune telling. Oh, but it is so much more. And I felt the presence of my mentor with me for much of the evening the other night. It was just wonderful. I don't want to get into that story because I know we're going to go for a break. So I will save that story for after. Chris Brennan was there, Denver's Chris Brennan. I just met Lisa Scheim. Also, it was a lovely sharing of community here, which, you know, I think in a phase like this, in astrology, we really need that. So go grab a cup of coffee, a tea, a water, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes, and I'll tell you all more about it. I'm so excited to share.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back. So, as most of you, if you're a listener, you know that I'm a medium. If you're new, welcome. Thank you for joining in. So I just have something personal to share. So on Monday night, there was awards for astrologers that were nominated for different contributions. You know, there was educational award or lifetime achievement or community, and so there was a number of awards. And I felt the presence of my mentor, Dennis, with me for the evening. And I felt so grateful that he had guided me here to further my awareness and broaden my perspective of astrology. Because had I not come, I would not have seen other perspectives. I would have lived in my own little perception of astrology. So I would encourage you, if you do that, if you do study astrology, if you can interact or with other astrologers, or you know, travel to an event, it is wonderful to get another perspective. Yeah, because we learn through our interactions with each other. You know, nobody exists in a vacuum, do we? It's our interactions that really teach us. It is our interactions with humans that teach us so much. So I was so grateful. I just felt, you know, what you might feel when you lose someone. You know, the deeper we love, the deeper we grieve is something I often say. And yes, mediums can grieve too, because we don't have the physical presence. And I felt him so strong with me. And I felt him, you know, his love, and I was sending him love. And I got a little teary-eyed, and somebody came up and gave me a big hug and wondered why I was teary. And that was a new friend of mine, Deb, and I so appreciated that. Because he did so much for so many, but for me personally. He was so brilliant, and I knew he was brilliant, but I almost came to realize here his brilliance even more, because he could do a chart of someone in his head, and he wasn't looking at one narrow perspective. He was looking at their evolutionary perspectives. He was looking at the transits. I mean, he was just brilliant. So I could aspire to be there, but I haven't dedicated my life like he did. So it was just so exciting. And there was lots of community events here. Lovely lady Dawn Silver took people on walks of the city to get to. So there was a lot of like welcoming from Chicago astrologers as well. Heck, even the mayor welcomed us. So, you know, astrology used to be in universities. And because it's gone to this place of maybe of prediction, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's why it has over on the left, but I'll tell you, it's much more alive than you, even I realized, okay? So I also had the pleasure of meeting Stephen Forrest, who is a beautiful astrologer, and I tell you, there was a light around that man. He had a glow in his aura. It was beautiful. So on to something else. What else do I want to share with you? So, you know, I respect honor and tradition. But I also believe that as a human race, we need to keep evolving. So that's my perspective. I have to own that first. I think it's important. And I think we're in a time that we could all benefit from to gather and look at what's going on in the past, you know, and how to move forward. I think it's, you know, right now, Saturn is a planet that takes about 28 years to complete its cycle around the zodiac. And I think we talked about Saturn's transits, how it in a past show, how it coincides with our cycles from child to teen to young adult to mature adult. And, you know, that is tied in. I mean, I have to go back and mention, you know, the great therapist Carl Jung, who really brought the idea of synchronicity to light, was a student of astrology. And so I think we always need to be looking and saying, what works? What do we keep? What do we throw? How do we move forward? I think we do that as, hopefully, we do it as parents, as society. I'm not saying we all get it right all the time, but I'm just saying, to me, as a general rule, where I come from is, you know, it's kind of like going through your closet and saying, which clothes still suit me? you know, and what do I need to bring in as a metaphor for life? And astrology can really help in a sense to do this perfectly about, oh, you know what, I still like these things in the closet. It still works for me. Oh, this doesn't work so well because maybe I don't wear dresses because I work out in the field all the time. And I'm speaking metaphorically. So that is, I think, necessary. And I wondered, I have to tell you, if, you know, before I came, would I meet people that would analyze who I was before getting to know me? And, you know, there was some of that. But I have to say, I met some really lovely people, had some great heart-to-heart connections. And it didn't really involve astrology analysis unless we chose to share. But lots of humor, and I love to bring humor. You know, I want to say I've also resisted some of astrology due to the fact that when I hear someone say, you know, well, my life is not good because I have this in my chart. So therefore, you know, I have a bad Saturn placement or Pluto's in the wrong place. And that doesn't work for me. That attitude only serves us to be, you know, in a victim kind of state. I can't get past this. I'm born with it. And I just don't believe in that. You know, I don't have a fondness for finding excuses as to why we can't move forward. You know, I believe we can shine with the beauty of our chart. We're not doomed or stuck. We might have come in with some lessons. We might have come in with some things that were set up for us to face. And, you know, I've seen enough, I've learned enough in my own, and it was seen in lectures and discussions with people. It is shown again and again and again. You know, and I realized I'm more of an evolutionary astrologer because I do believe that we can move forward. I do believe there is so much more and that we don't have to lose hope or give up. I do believe in free will. You know, and just metaphorically, you know, if you think of us as a house, that house may have a certain structure, but that doesn't mean we can't change the curtains or the layout of the house or what we put in it or how bright we make our walls. So nobody's doomed. So we're not ever victims of astrology. We are a beautiful, each one of you is a beautiful imprint of energy. How we dance with those energies is how we create our life. But I also want to, you know, honor there were people there that, this is why it is such a science, that people that could argue that everything they were seeing was written in the chart. They had predicted something. Unfortunately, though, this doesn't, I'm not fond of prediction because there's always that, energy is always fluctuating. So, for example, you could have run down a hill or up a hill in so many minutes every single day. And every single day that you do that, you did it in less time. And you've predicted that tomorrow you're going to do that in 3 minutes and 20 seconds. And it's all set. You've got everything behind you. And then as you head down and up that hill, it just so happens that a truck at a very moment comes across and breaks down and you have to go around and then you don't make it in the 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Which, you know, I know classical astrology, they might argue, oh, that's Uranus in the chart, but I don't think our life is that predetermined. I think we have a choice of how we want to live out those energies. I have to be honest about where I come from. And I have to do a quote I heard today in a workshop, this factor of indeterminacy by Dane Rudyard is our spark of divinity. and within this divine spark lies our freedom. You know, and it makes me think also of, you know, Carl Jung spoke about the shadow self, and that, you know, how something that's hidden within us that we may not be conscious of, and we bring it into consciousness, and then we now have the power that was maybe trapped within that. And any of you that have been through a dark time and have come out of it, I'm sure you would agree with me, because that that is where some real life wisdom comes in, and we take that with us. That is part of who we are. And I know, excuse me, I know I've had my own dark times, and I'm at the place where I'm grateful for having had them, and I'm at peace. But when I was going through it, you know, that might have been a different outlook. But I'm now at a place where I'm grateful for all I've learned. It's made me more of who I am, if that makes sense. Back with, I think the thing about, I listened to an amazing astrologer, and then I listened to another amazing astrologer, and then I listened to another amazing astrologer, and they all had something beautiful to offer. The thing that I bring to this from this journey this week, you know, I know from my own trauma that I've been through, it's in my chart, interestingly enough. And so I can look back and I can see it. So in a classical sense, it gets pointed out. Now, I chose to try and work with it. I wouldn't maybe have called it working with my chart then, but I did it. So, you know, I did my best to rise above it. And as, you know, my soul rises to live from that higher place. But it's not really higher place, but I mean, it's a freer place that I'm at. You know, I've walked the path of mental introspection, and there is that aspect, I think, to astrology. There is emotional release that I've walked, and there is that aspect to astrology, and spiritual upliftment, and there is that aspect to astrology. You know, I'm a belief that all of these pathways are helpful, but we simply cannot separate body, mind, and spirit. You know, if I'm completely honest in my own healing process, I have to say, you know, when a physical issue was being healed, so the other bodies were too. You know, in other words, as a physical issue is free, there's an emotional release, there's an energetic spiritual release, maybe a new mental idea, new way of thinking, but it's all one. You know, you can't really separate them. So maybe we'll get more into that. Maybe I'll explain it this way, is that, you know, I don't tend to speak of layers of the aura because it's a mind's way of seeing it, but we're on the radio. So as a picture, you know, you have your physical body, and then you have a layer outside your next body, so to speak, an energetic layer, you know, which is the area where we become aware, supposedly, of those who've crossed over, that etheric. And then there are other layers go outwards. But that's really just a mental perception to say, you know, and astrology seems to be dealing with different layers of these bodies and different focus. And so our idea of astrology is as vast and wide as everybody standing in a big circle, all from different viewpoints. And so some of us will not always agree in one area because of where we're standing next to somebody else in another area, but they're all valid on if they work. You know, as long as they don't cause harm, then that's fine. That's something that gets me kind of irked, is when I hear about, you know, if someone says, well, you have a terrible chart, you know, it's just going to always be terrible. Well, that doesn't really help anyone and that's harmful. And, you know, I did have that experience once because, you know, even though I went to my teacher, Dennis, and he did such a wonderful chart, I was now curious and fascinated. I did go to some other astrologers, and I did go to one lady who did a chart for me, and she just said some horrible things to me. So thank goodness I didn't listen to her, but it was really hurtful and really upsetting. She completely misinterpreted my chart. And, you know, you get to thinking, how did that person do that? Well, you know, we're all human. And we can only see from the perspective we're at. You know, what I take from that now is that we are all on that journey of growth. And wherever she was, something came up that was sandpaper for her. Maybe she knew someone who had something in a chart like mine, and she had formed a judgment. And this is the danger that we can have in astrology, is getting too finite, too separate, like this always means that. And that's the same for, I think that's a good metaphor for life. You know, A plus B, you know, you can say it equals AB maybe in a formula, but in the broad perspective, there may be a different way of looking at it that we may not be aware of. So that's my thought for the day about that, is that, you know, it's just like when I say the body, mind, spirit, we really can't separate them. But how do we talk about it without separating them? So, you know, I did a lot of work to clear the energy in my auric field, and I'm very, very big on that. I think it's wonderful. But it also helped me clear. I cleared mental issues, thought forms, the way I was thinking, and I cleared physical issues. I can't really separate them. So if you're having difficulty, you know, just remember that. So we will be back shortly. Hold on.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org, brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back. So, let's see, what was I talking about in the healing process? We were talking about the layers. So, I think that it's important to be true to who we are in our nature. But sometimes we have a conflict about different parts of our nature. And I think this is where astrology can be very helpful. not in judgment, not in limitation, but to see how we are, how we're made up. And that can indicate certain patterning that works for us or maybe doesn't work for us. And also, you know, when we're born, we have a natal chart, but, you know, we have what a chart that our chart progresses because the soul, the person is supposed to continue growing and experiencing. That's why we're here, right? So as it progresses, there's another look. And I just love, you know, and it's probably my Aquarius rise, but I just love that there are so many different perspectives in astrology. And saying that, I'm also grateful that I know where my where I am in astrology, because, you know, with it being so vast, I also call myself the un-astrologer, because too often, like I said, there has been misinterpretations in my chart, and I would wonder, well, why do I want to learn more about astrology if it leads to misinterpretations? And I think it's only a piece of how we can look at life, but I think it's a great tool for healing. It's a great tool for expanding who we are. And I don't think it matters, you know, who you are, where you come from. You can use astrology to grow. So, you know, I just wanted to mention, you know, some of the other people that I saw here. That were, you know, interesting. Like I said, I listened to Stephen Forrest, who was very wonderful in the way his approach to past life lessons. You know, he talked about that and how that comes up and how they present. And I reflected on that and I thought, well, that was an interesting perspective. And it, interestingly enough, his approach did align with things that were going on in my life. I did, you know, I missed some of them, but Rick Levine was here with a great talk on his new book. I hope we'll have him on the show to talk about his new book. And there was a Rose Marcus, who's from my hometown of Vancouver, BC, who turns out she's an evolutionary astrologer. I hope to have her on the show. She also talked from an evolutionary perspective. And I think that what's really beautiful is that you're seeing young people come into this field and do research going way, way back in time, and some of them coming to the same approach. I spoke to, can't recall the name right now, astrologer who had done a bunch of research going back in time. And she had some of the same perspectives that I did from an evolutionary perspective, but I don't know that she's actually called an evolutionary astrologer. So it's just so vast. I saw a really highlight for me was listening to Mark Jones, and he'll be coming on the show, and that's going to be phenomenal. And he's written a couple of books, and Healing the Soul Speaks. I'm really looking forward to having him on. He talked from, as an evolutionary astrologer, he's also a psychotherapist. But I went to a lecture where he was able to show, I'm not going to go into the mathematics of anything, but he was able to show all of the alignments of events when they happened. And the way he showed this for me aligned with that sense of a harmonics of how things occur on a harmonic perspective. Now, another piece of synchronicity that I have to tell you is I was drawn very much to Mark Edmund Jones looking at his books. And every time I would tell someone, they'd say, oh, Mark Jones. They kept giving his name to me. And I thought, and someone said, well, he's speaking here. So, I mean, it just kept coming up. But so I got Mark Edmund Jones. I found out that his birthday is actually the same day as my mentor. So there's another synchronicity. And I had gotten another book for my husband, and it tied in with this research. That was really interesting. So it was really a highlight. I'm filled with so many things, like, oh, what should I tell you here? What should I tell you there? I also listened to Cassandra Butler, which was just an incredible sharing of research that she did, also a medium. And she was sharing, and she's going to come on the show, she was sharing her research of mediums and looked at events in people's lives. She also has done, you know, work at looking at mediumistic in a chart, and that was very, very fascinating, and a beautiful human being. I really connected with her, and then we also found out that we had the same birthday. So there's, like I said, it has been synchronicity week. So what else can I tell you about this? There's just so many. There was almost too many to choose from. And who else do I want to tell you about? Oh, I met Patricia Walls. Walsh. She had a she did regressions, and you know, did a lot of work with people with their regression of past life. And I talked to her, and she talked about how she started to see patterns in this and wrote a book about that. So, hopefully we'll have her to share her experience. There are so many people that are doing this. It kind of makes me wonder if it's easier nowadays to say I've gone to a medium than I've gone to an astrologer, because a lot of these people were... very, had lots of research, lots of people. So it was kind of interesting that I came to realize that there are businesses and organizations and all using astrology, maybe not saying that they're using astrology. So it was simply fascinating to hear everybody. There is just so many people. I think I could fill the next hour just telling you about it, but these were just some of the highlights. It really taught me this week that, you know, I believe perspective is everything, but it really taught me how we can easily, if we just broaden our perspective for a few days, then a whole bunch of information and direction will come in. And that's something I want to say. If you're going through a time in your life where you're wondering what next, or why is this going on, or you're searching for answers, then maybe do something different just to get a different perspective. If you can just put everything aside for a few minutes and get a different perspective, it might help you to broaden and see something that you hadn't seen before. Because, I'll give you an example. I won't say who, because it was a little embarrassing, but I had someone pull my chart up in a workshop, and I gave my birth date, and it wasn't correct. They didn't hear me or enter it correctly. So I'm looking at it up on the screen, and I said, well, that's not my chart. And, that's okay. I do them differently. But it really doesn't look like my chart. So then they did a little interpretation and said, you would have had some issues. You maybe don't know if your, sexuality, whether you were with men or women. And I'm going, is this make sense for you? I said, well, no, it doesn't actually. I had been saying, this is not my chart. And, finally, somebody looked at the year and looked at some of the planetary movements and said, that can't be her chart. Something's wrong. And so we redid it. And I was informed that issue of sexuality was probably not an issue for me to deal with in this life. And I said, yep, that's pretty much true. I'm like pretty clear where I am, and I have no judgment for whatever anybody's way that goes, it's we all are who we are. But I'm going, no, I think I'm pretty clear on that. But there's a perspective, isn't there? We all have perspectives to learn from, and broaden perspectives of from where we are. Sometimes it can take away suffering just to see another's point of view. You know, somebody did something unkind to me, and I thought for a moment and said, you know, they probably didn't mean it in a mean way. And even if they did, you know, it's not going to help me to create that separation. They're reaching for something, and they don't even mean to be unkind. They have something else going on. It has nothing to do with me. So I want to put that thought, that's something that comes to me, that sometimes we have an experience where someone's unkind, and it could have nothing to do with us at all. But how we react to what's been done, well, that we're responsible for. And then, you know, if we hold on to it, then we're also responsible for that. So it has been a fabulous week. I want to make sure I get out and see a bit of the city of Chicago. So I'm going to look forward to looking around, seeing Chicago tomorrow. We'll be out and about. Love to connect with you on Facebook at Cynthia Rose Medium if you are on Facebook. And again, the website, cyntherosemedium.com, and Cynthia Rose Medium on YouTube. Please like my pages. What else did I want to talk about here? The other thing that I heard about that was simply beautiful. So the awards I went to, I just wanted to mention, was called the Marion D. March Regulus Awards. And Marion, who's now passed on, her and other organizations, AFEN, ISAR, and NCGR, they honor her. I believe they do this every year, but she started this whole idea of UAC. And it was wonderful. We got to see a video of her, and she brought a community together. And that is beautiful, because now we have all of these great minds every 4 years. There are other workshops that you can go to. There are other conferences you can go to. But I have to say, this was a very special one because, you know, I met a man from Istanbul who has a school there. We talked briefly. And I met people from Poland. We talked about that they teach there. I mean, this is very, very vast, and all different perspectives, all cultures. And I met Chris McRae, who was a Uranus and Taurus banner. That's how I met her, and found out that she's a Canuck too, and she'd done lots of teaching. So it was lovely to chat with her. So if you're interested in learning, there is so much with astrology that you can learn in whatever. If you're into archetypes or understanding, that's a whole branch, which I forgot to mention. And I'm sure that I have forgot to mention another type, because really there was so many. I mean, there are people that specialize, looking all the way back, you know, to the 4th or 5th century. And there's some people that specialize in the 16th century. And that is the beautiful thing, to see young people going back and studying and then saying, how can I bring this forward? You know, isn't that the way? I mean, our ancestors, they did have some things right, and there's some things they didn't know. And there's some things that we get right. There's some things we don't know. You know, so if there's something you don't know, give yourself a break. All we can do is search, do our best, get up every day, be the best we can be. And really, that's all we can do. But definitely, we can always use more love in the world. You know, more. I listened to Monica Domino, who spoke And she ended her lecture with, you know, that we need more love in the world, more heart. And, you know, I concur with that. Everybody has a different perspective, but everybody's trying to make the world a better place, as long as we don't do any harm. So I hope that has been helpful for you, that you have gotten a little taste of all of the different aspects and ways. You know, if you're interested in having your chart done, of course you can, you know, look on the website. But I really wanted to just give you an idea of all that's out there, because, you know, I've grown up with astrology, but I did not know all of the things. I didn't even mention all the Vedic astrologers that were here. Like I said, I know I was going to forget something because it was so vast. There was like hundreds and hundreds of people here. Let me see if there's anything else that I forgot that I want to tell you. We're going to have a show on the charts of famous musicians and artists. That's going to be a fun one. It's been so wonderful to share with you. I hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll have Joe Scheel next week, spirit artist. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, bye-bye now.